Not even the Prime Minister has been exempt from cricket fever, staying up most of Sunday night to watch what she's called one of the most memorable games in cricket history. Despite England taking home the Cricket World Cup, Jacinda Ardern has suggested the Black Caps deserve a hero's welcome back in New Zealand. Most people would probably agree. She's on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What details of such a parade do you have at this stage?
I wouldn't necessarily jump to a parade. In fact, I don't think that's not on the table at all, as I understand. A very quick conversation with Mayor Phil Goff on Monday morning, and really the conversation was just how can we welcome the team back, because we just anticipate Kiwis will want the chance to welcome them home. People feel incredibly proud of their efforts. So just what that looks like is something yet to be worked through. And of course, we want to take on board what the team themselves want. My understanding at this stage, though, is that they aren't likely to be travelling as a block in the near future. And so they'll be taking a bit of time with their families taking their own time before they come home. And so it may be a little way off. But we'll be looking for a way for people to be able to acknowledge their return at some point.
Let's talk about President Trump for a moment. Some leaders have condemned his call for those four Democratic congresswomen to go back where they came from, which turns out in three of their cases to be, in fact, the United States. Any comment?
Usually I don't get into other people's politics, but it'll be clear to most people that I would completely and utterly disagree with him. I'm quite proud that in New Zealand we take the opposite view, that we take the view that our parliament should be a representative place. It should look and feel like New Zealand. It should have a range of different cultures and ethnicities. And never should a judgment be made about the origin of anyone and their right, therefore, to be in parliament as a representative. We should celebrate our diversity. We do in New Zealand. I'm proud of that. And so I obviously take a very different view to President Trump.
Winston Peters, I think, will be in the United States soon. Would you expect him to express his disapproval?
I don't actually know at this stage at what point the minister or necessarily the level of the meetings engagements that he will be having, but we don't care.
Wouldn't you know what he's doing in the United States?
Of course I do, but he's primarily having trade talks and meeting and speaking at a conference on religious freedoms. So, in fact, that is a platform for us to talk very openly about the fact that we want to see a world in which we celebrate the diversity of our citizens, of our migrants.
I would have thought that was a perfect platform for him.
Indeed. That's not a bilateral. That is, of course, a conference that he's speaking at on religious freedom. So I would expect him to reiterate our views there. My reference was to exactly the level of officialdom that he then, in some of his side meetings, will be meeting with.
Do you accept that when it came to Kiwi Build, you overpromised and underdelivered?
We accept that it hasn't delivered what we expected, yes.
That's the same thing as saying overpromised, underdelivered, right?
That's why I just said yes.
All right. So a lot of people were very disappointed, and they're waiting to find out what happens next. And you haven't told them yet.
Not yet, no, but people also have seen that we've only just got new ministers who'll be working in these areas as well. And so I wanted to give them a little bit of time. They've only been in the job now 2.5 weeks to take a look at the refresh that has been worked on for some time. That work is partway down the track.
Given it was such a huge election plank for you, should you not have been a little more communicative about what happens now?
Housing was a huge plank for us. Kiwi Build is one part of that housing agenda, yes, and we've been very open that it hasn't delivered at the rate we wanted and at the scale we wanted. However, we also campaigned on building more state houses, and we've done that and are doing that. We campaigned on homelessness, and we've extended the Housing First places for those in chronic homelessness. We campaigned on more public housing places, and we have created 2,000 of those.
Still with housing, then.
More Judith, houses than any government since the 1970s.
According to Judith Collins, the Auditor General has accepted her complaint that you were underwriting properties that were already completed under Kiwi Build. Is that the case?
She's complained that the cabinet mandate around the Kiwi underwrite wasn't being followed. I, of course, am of the view that that's not the case. I've seen a breakdown.
So you will await the Auditor General's Office investigation with interest?
Absolutely happy for them to take a look at that.
Thank you. Jacinda Ardern, Prime Minister.